Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
All right, welcome to another exciting, that's how exciting, episode of your favorite podcast on spiritual matters, the Psychic Funhouse. I am one of your amazing co-hosts. My name is Lawrence Birch, and I'll be guiding you through for the next hour a variety of different discussion points and readings and healings and all things spiritual. We're having an open show tonight. People are recovering from the loudest night in the year, the 4th of July. So just going to have things on chillax and cash tonight as we usher in the weekend. So without further ado, I need to introduce some other lovely and amazing people here as well. Let's start with our gracious and benighted fellow co-host, Ms. Adrian Stratton. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Lawrence. How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Yeah, you're very popular tonight. Yeah, it's good.
Hey, that's wonderful.
And joining us fresh off his European tour, just stepped off the jet ski, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza, the man with a plan, the caftan-wearing man. He's here in the studio with us. Look at that guy. Look at the crowds going wild.
Right? Right. Please, 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 everybody. Thank you. Have a seat. Have a seat. I appreciate all of my fans. All of my fans. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do you feel the adoration? Do you feel the adoration? I love it. Bring it in. Bring it in. This is the way you bring the adoration in. Is adoration a correct word? Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, so how is it, Adrian? Yeah. Let's check in with you. How's your week been? Have you gotten anything interesting to report or any events coming up that our listeners would want to know about or be a part of?
Well, let me think. Let me think.
Okay.
I have a class that I teach every Sunday, and that's going strong. Starts at 11 a.m. out here in Orange County, in Laguna Hills. And you know, the topics change all the time, but it's basically metaphysics 101. And so we have a nice little group, and that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good activity. Yeah. And did you do a lot of flying around in the jet copter, the Psychic Funhouse jet copter this week, or were you mostly at home enjoying the holiday?
Yeah, mostly home. Mostly home. I did get out a little bit in the sunshine to walk around on the 4th. The weather was so nice. And spent some time hanging out with the dogs, and you know, that was it. I just relaxed, watched Netflix, and been watching a show called Suits, and I've been enjoying that very much. It's been quite entertaining.
Okay. Sounds like a fashion show.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
It's not, but...
All right. Well, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Michael, how have you been? How's your week been? What have you been up to? What do you want to share with our listeners?
I have been working very hard and seeing clients, although it's not super busy, but I've been busy with clients and actually just kind of trying to enjoy summer. I don't enjoy heat that much, but it hasn't been horrible here in Los Angeles, and so I am super grateful for the cooler summer that we've had, and actually also reflecting on how our summers are, it feels different here in Los Angeles as opposed to New York. New York always felt different, the summers. It was always Labor Day that kind of kicked off summer, and there was an excitement, and once, you know, summer happened, the city got really empty. People, you know, leaving Thursday night or Fridays, and a lot of companies over there do the summer Fridays or summer weekends, whatever, and they, you know, give Fridays off or half day. And there's just it's like it changes instantly, and you feel the energy shifts, and you feel that shift in the energy, and it feels different. And it here, feel that. And I kind of miss that. I like that feeling, that transition. Mm-hmm. And here it's been with me, it's food. So it's always like, oh, cherries are here, and peaches are here. So seeing the summer through fruit. So anyway, I don't know. Yeah, but
very
also
good.
Too, people are wearing shorts again and lighter clothing. So yeah, but I don't know. Just reflecting on that, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I know.
I'm more of a winter person myself. The summer hot temperatures. I don't do too well then. I do my best, but I prefer it cool.
Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like 80 is the cutoff point for me. That's kind of like, okay, that's good. No more.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
How about you, Mr. Laurence?
Yeah, well, I have... been busy with a variety of different things. We had a little bit of a heat wave here. Got into the 90s, which is pretty hot for us. So making sure everybody was well hydrated was a priority. And things are coming out. We got a hold of some cherries. It's my favorite fruit, so that was good. Things in the garden are starting to show up. So we're going to open our farm stand up on Monday. My mom's been making copious amounts of raspberry jam with all the raspberries we've been getting, so that'll be fun for people to sample. And I have a workshop I'm offering at the Fairy and Human Relations Congress in a couple weeks, which starts on Thursday the 20th, up in Salem, north of where I am. But you can still get tickets for it. You can come for the day. If you can't make it, you can watch some of the activities on Zoom. And you can also get a camping pass. They have food provided. It's quite an event with all sorts of really lovely, wonderful people. But I'll be teaching a workshop on Saturday on art and the transformative power of plants. So we'll have a little combination of art making and plant gathering together. It should be a fun activity, bringing in the spirit with the reality of this world. Some creative opportunities, creative learning. So, yeah. So that's what's going on.
That's cool. Do you have much of please forgive me if I'm not using the best language or most appropriate language here, but do you have for your stand, your fruit and vegetables, do you have much curbside traffic business there?
Well, yeah, it varies. You know, sometimes I think we've been busier on the weekends than during the weekday. But what's been nice is we have maybe a few dozen regular followers, people that will come by at least once, sometimes more often. So I kind of, my role is to grow everything and harvest everything, and I'll make some stuff with it. But mostly my mom's role in the business is to make stuff. So she'll make, I grew a bunch of, she's famous for pickled beets. So I'm growing a bunch of beets this year. And she also likes to make baked goods. So she makes a variety of different baked goods that go out on the stand, and she's got a loyal following for those. So,
nice.
So we have a Facebook page, and, I try to post that regularly when I can. And
what's the name of the page?
It's named after the farm stand. It's Beaumont Gardens. So, yeah. And it's self-serve. We don't stand around out there and interact with anybody unless they catch us putting, you know, flowers or produce or stuff out there. So there's a little box people can put their money in, or if they want to pay online, they have a Venmo and a PayPal account. They can access. It's an honor system.
Local. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So.
Hmm.
Yeah. Maybe you guys get lucky and we'll send you each a gift box. We'll see how the season progresses.
Hey. Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be wonderful.
You can trade and send us up some citrus and avocados or something.
Yeah.
So So I had a show in mind, a topic to talk about today, but I think I'll save that for another program when I'm a little more organized. And I thought if we didn't have anything pressing to talk about, or there wasn't anything on anybody's mind related to our usual spiritual topics, we could just start going to the phones, taking some calls, if you're interested in doing that, unless somebody had something they wanted to bring up, which would be okay, too.
We'll do
that. So if you had any interesting clients... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've had a lot of clients this past week in the addiction treatment business field that I work in, and you know, the use of fentanyl it's so bad out there, so ugly out there, and you know, so I've experienced lots. Just it's been unusually busy for me this past week with people trying to get help, and it's complicated by, you know, insurance and insurance coverage and these policies that are available, and they have sky-high deductibles, and you know, I could go on and on and on about that, but it certainly doesn't make getting treatment or help any easier. So that's certainly been been on my mind a lot this past week, and just the whole healthcare system, and it's tough. It's tough out there. It's really tough out there. Mm-hmm. The cost of treatment, good treatment is expensive. So it's hard.
Yeah. Do you see a rise in people seeking your support or services around the holidays with family issues coming up and things like that?
Sometimes we do that, especially like around Christmas or Thanksgiving and those kinds of holidays where families get together. Not typically so much around the 4th of July, but because it's funny, you wouldn't necessarily think that treatment or going into treatment would be a seasonal kind of thing, but it is. And I know, like Michael talking about summer and what have you, it's the funniest darn thing that summer times usually are slow with treatment centers. People are more occupied with either partying or going on vacation, or they put off, getting help. And so so that's kind of seasonal. It's kind of weird that way. But I tell you, this fentanyl stuff is very serious, and people really playing with their lives and the lives of others. So anyhow, that took up a lot of time, a lot of energy for me this past week.
Well, I'm sure the people you work with.
Is there a... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, I was just going to say people that Adrian works with, I'm sure really appreciate your help.
So. Oh, thank you. I hope so. I always do my best and always respond, to calls and happily talk to people and try to instill hope. I let people know, if you've got one day clean and sober, that's a miracle, and that's a miracle and a wonderful beginning. And, they say that it's one day at a time, and sometimes it's 1 minute at a time,
So is there a busy season for people to get go into treatment or seek treatment? Is there a certain time of the year?
Yeah, well, it really used to be much more predictable than it is now. I don't know that it's funny, but I just always thought it was funny that shortly after the first of the year, you would see people come in, and they would come in because all of the New Year's resolutions, didn't work out so well. So people would come in then, and then often springtime was good, but like I said, pause during the summer months, some activity around the time that school starts again. So that's fall for a few months. Yeah.
Have you gotten how successful people are with, being able to rehab with their fentanyl addictions? Is that any more or less difficult than other substances? Or I know it's really potent, so a lot of overdoses with it. That's been a main problem. Narcan.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you would think that taking fentanyl by itself would be enough, but we see people using methamphetamine along with the fentanyl, and so they get that jolt of, you know, the high and the low combination. And so it's, you know, I mean, it's just so potent. It's just so potent. Mm-hmm. It's, that's the part that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Rita, go to the phones. What do you think? Do some readings tonight?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. See who's check the switchboard. Oh, looks like we have some calls. You know, that's the thing I like about Blog Talk. It's a mixture of, you know, up-to-date, cutting-edge, electronic, digital gadgetry, and then they also retain the old-fashioned, you know, homey technology that just makes you, you know, nostalgic for the good old days. All right, well, so this is our first caller, so what we'd like to do is have people just give us your name so we know who we're talking with, and if you could share where you're calling from in the world, that's always good, too. So this is area code 703 we're going to go to. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael, Lawrence, and Adrian. What's your name, and where are you calling from, please?
Hello, my name is Nikki, and I'm calling from Northern Virginia.
Hi, Nikki from Northern Virginia. How are you?
I'm good.
What brings you to the Psychic Fun?
Well, I had some time this evening, and this is my first time calling. And I do have a question. I'm just trying to just want to know if you see any major changes in career or even love this year for me.
So career or love changes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's put this to our experts and see what they have to say. And I will say before we get started, this is not just for you, but for all of our lovely listeners. We are an entertainment group here at the Funhouse, so we don't offer any legal, financial, or medical advice. If you need something like that, you should seek a professional. So, all right. I can see our amazing psychics here digging in, coming up with something. Just a lot of activity happening in the Psychic Funhouse green room. So I'm sure they're going to come up with something helpful for you, Nikki. Let's find out. Adrian, do you have anything you want to share? Or Michael, are you ready? Or it's coming through. Nikki.
Go ahead, Adrian, if you're ready. I'm still tapping in here.
Well, I am not. Hello, Nikki. This is Adrian. And
hi.
So you're in Virginia, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And you're wanting to know about any upcoming moves or changes in career or relationship. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Are you currently or just freshly out of a relationship or relationship either with co-workers so here I'm trying to get focused on this, but what I was getting was that you are in the process. You're transitioning right now through some situations that have not it doesn't, they don't feel good currently, and you're trying to get out of them. Does that make any sense to you?
It does.
Okay. So the other thing that I'm getting and I'm hearing right now is about, and you may know this certainly better than anyone, that there may be some work that you need to do in order to push forward towards the goals that you have in mind. I do believe that you are, the feeling that I get is that you are, I want to use the word ambitious, but it's not so much ambition. I feel like you are a person that is strong and a person that has the ability to frequently have things that you want in your life. But you may need to do more work on yourself to get clear. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. Are you that kind of person? Would you say that you've had many opportunities that work out well for you?
Yeah, I would say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Yeah. I think you've got good stuff coming. It's just, to get from point A to point B is just going to take a little bit. That's what I got.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Nikki.
Thank you.
This is Michael.
Hi.
Hi. And I'm picking up very similar energies that Adrian is. And I don't know if I'm going to offer anything completely different here for you, but the thing I was hearing is it's going to be important for you to really define what it is you want in your life more. And I think maybe that's what she was saying, you know, the work to get from point A to point B, that maybe I'm elaborating that incorrectly, but that's what it feels like to me.
Okay.
Because I do pick up on that energy that I'm not happy in these areas, and I need to move. I need to do something, get out of here, and move forward. And so what I'm hearing is you really need to do the mental work and really think about what it is that you want and write that down and define it. Do you do that now?
On occasions, I'm bad at not keeping up with it.
Okay. Well, I would suggest you try to improve in that area.
Okay.
And get yourself a journal and really begin to define exactly what you want and be very specific. This is the kind of job that I want. This is the salary I want. This is the boss that I want. This is the coworkers that I want, my hours, my everything. And even where it's located. And also with the relationship as well. Are you in a relationship? To me, it feels like it's over. Are you?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
And especially with the relationship, I think it's important to do the same thing, is really define what it is you want in a relationship with somebody, right, that can be supportive and all those traits and characteristics and morals you're looking for, right? Get very specific about that. And your guides will always help you, always.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if we're not clear, it's harder for the universe and our spiritual team on the other side to help us get to that point, right? They will try as much as we can, or they can, but it's hard when there's no destination.
Okay.
Right, and that can all change. This is right. We're not going to write it in stone, and it's not going to change. This can always change, right? Energy is always in a constant state of flux. It's not stagnant, and so you can redefine that at any time. So it's important to really focus on what you want.
Okay.
Okay. But and so that being said, it's coming. It's coming.
Okay.
Thank you. And they just told me, too, like, you're a very powerful manifester, mm-hmm. and you mm-hmm. can do this, but it's just kind of like, is there a funk here? I'm feeling kind of the energy low, going,
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
There's some of that, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, but, you know, this is kind of the cycles of life. We're on up cycles and we're on down cycles. But, you know, when we're in the down cycle, try not to focus on it too much and just, okay, what do I want? So when I start moving into the up cycle, it's going to take me exactly where I want to go. You're not going to be here forever. Okay?
Okay. All right. Awesome. That's Thank all you so I much. Have.
Yeah.
Hey, Nikki, this is Lawrence again. So good input there for you from Adrian and Michael. I kind of wanted to take in a little bit of a different direction, if you don't mind. My guides are prompting me to ask you a few questions. Do you mind if we do that together? Is that all right if I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you have any children?
No.
What's your relationship towards children? Is that something do you want to have some days to be a parent or no?
It's something I want, but I don't know if that will work out for me.
Why is that, if I may ask?
Because right now at my age, I'm kind of, you know, at my age, because I'm in my late 40s, fertility is a challenge.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of.
Yeah, I understand. I think what this is related to is the relationship question that you were wanting some insight for. My sense is that there is going to be somebody coming into your life who's maybe about your age, maybe a little older, and they have what I'm getting is at least two children, and they're looking for a long-term partner, a life partner, who's also willing to involve themselves in the parenting. And that's kind of a, you know, must-have situation for them. So I think if you're open to, you know, being a step-parent, then I think you have a wonderful opportunity for a long-term relationship coming up. I would say sometime in August or, you know, right before the end of the summer. If that's something you've already, you know, been open to, it just hasn't happened yet, then maybe this will be an opportunity for you to, and jump into something that's already set up for you to participate in and to be a part of. How's that feel?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I'm not sure how
okay.
I feel about that.
Yeah, okay. Well, something to consider, I guess. You know, we've given you some stuff to work on and look over and investigate within yourself and see what the answers are going to be. And you may find things shift over time. You may land in a place that feels really definite and solid. So
Okay.
But you can definitely get back with us, and you know, if more questions develop or if things are starting to manifest that you want to share, we're always happy to hear from our callers. So we're glad you took the time to get in touch with us tonight, and don't be a stranger. You can always listen to our show. We've got archived shows. We're happy to hear back from all of our callers. So. All right?
Definitely. I'll stay in touch. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, Nikki.
Good.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Good luck, Nikki.
All right. All sorts of things to ponder. So, more callers. Are we ready for another caller?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's go to another call. All right, this is area code 934. Hi, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Adrian Michael Lawrence. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, guys. My name is Jessica, and I'm calling from New York.
All right. Was it Jessica? Is that what you said your name was?
Yes.
All right. That's my sister's name. Welcome to the show, Jessica, from New York. How can we help you tonight?
I would like, if possible, anything general. If not, maybe more towards love.
Yeah. Well, typically, just because we have time constraints, we usually have people that call in focus on an area for us. So I think we'll pick you up on your love life question and see if we can't come through with something helpful and supportive for you about that. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Yeah. So let's check in with our fellow psychics here as they're tuning in and tuning up to have anything coming through for you. I feel something.
Mm.
There it is.
This is Michael. Jessica, correct?
Yes.
Hi, Jessica. So I was getting, it feels like there is a new relationship coming very soon to you. I'm getting probably... It almost feels like summer, ending of summer, beginning of fall. And and this person feels like they're your equal. Like it feels like there's a match here that will be on many levels. It feels like in your past, you've done a lot of the work in the relationships and people, your partners haven't. Do you understand that?
That's correct.
Yeah, and thank you. And your guides just said you've been asking for somebody to come that will be your equal. And so they're saying they've been working on it and that person is coming to you. Are you in college? Are you in school? Are you taking classes? Because it feels like this person is somehow connected to education in some way.
I'm not. I was for a while doing real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And I might go back to it. But it's online.
Okay. Well, get out there. that's the thing they want you to know. It's like, yeah, I don't know, but to me, do you date on apps? Because it doesn't feel like there's a connection with the apps or people through the apps. Do you understand that?
Yes, I am on a couple of them. I've had not so great experiences and one recently has ghosted me and came back like three different times. So I'm like also wondering like what is going on in his mind. Like, why does he keep trying to reach out to me? I changed my phone number. He saw me back on the app.
And your guides are like, don't even waste your time on that. Like, move on. That's just a total waste of time. So he's going to do whatever he's going to do and just move on. Just continue to change your number and protect yourself and move on and find somebody who really wants to be present. I would suggest you do activities, and I guess online they have, I guess meetup groups and I don't know what other websites there are for that, but find an activity where there's people and in groups and you can connect to these people. And it's about really enjoying yourself while you're with a group of people to make connections. I think that would work out best for you. That's what I feel.
Thank you.
So, all right, you're welcome. Let's see if the other psychics here have any suggestions for you.
Hi, Jessica. It's Adrienne. And so much of what Michael shared with you, I thought it was right on point in terms of like meeting a match for you. And so I also got a new relationship coming. And this man, I got the letter J and the name Josh. So there's that. But at any rate, this gentleman coming into your life is more of a professional person. I even got that it could be related to the practice of law. He's young. He's like your age, but is mature and has a good grasp on what he wants in life and how to get that. And I feel like the connection between the two of you is going to be very stimulating intellectually and emotionally. And it may take, there's going to be, I believe, a strong initial attraction. He's kind of showing up as being kind of shiny. I don't mean flashy, but I mean his energy is really clean and shiny. And so you'll know him when you see him, when you come across him, because he's different. This is somebody that's going to be different than what you have come across recently. So there's going to be an immediate attraction, but the relationship, I don't mean to say but, I should say and, I feel like it's going to be mutual. But it's also a relationship that you would not want to try to rush. It's going to be important to get to know each other. Because you both, pardon me, you both bring a lot to the table. So that's what I got. So
I was in a long-term relationship before, like about 6 years ago. And I had decided to go a different route and not rush things when dating, and that has actually not gone my way. But I'll try.
All right. All right. Yeah, please keep us, you know, informed and call in, and we always want to know how people are progressing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Jessica, this is Lawrence. I'm listening to the disappointment and frustration in your voice and discouragement a little bit with the dating process you're going through. You know, it can be really difficult to understand people's motivations when they aren't being transparent with you the way that you're being, you know, with them up front. And there's just, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are not comfortable being open or honest, which is difficult. So there's a lot of misunderstandings and hurt. It's interesting you mentioned a relationship you had before. You know, what's coming through for me with you is and I don't know if it's this person you're involved with for a few years, it sounds like, but that somebody is going to contact you from your past. Maybe they weren't actually in a relationship with you, but they knew you, and they're interested in developing a relationship. September is when I see this person getting in touch with you. Right about when fall starts to happen. I think they were somewhere between a friend and an acquaintance. They have something to offer you that I think you're going to find attractive, not necessarily initially about them, but about what they are going to bring to you. I think you're going to feel like, initially, you know, in the beginning you may feel a little hesitancy because of, you know, just questioning what this person's motivation is, but I think they're pretty good about, they're going to be pretty good, and they are a person who's, you know, very upfront and putting their cards on the table. So I would say give them a chance and not to, you know, cut them off preemptively, but let them, you know, take up some space and, you know, kind of the way I used to work with some of my students, which was, you know, you start every class with an A, and it's your A to keep. So give this person an A and let them see if they can pass your dating class. You know, maybe they won't, but I think this is a good candidate for you because, number one, they know you and they appreciate you, but they also have a lot of qualities and characteristics that I think you're looking for in a relationship. So, you know, my advice is just to be open to that. Does that make sense?
It does. I've been burned a lot, so it's like I don't really trust anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's tough. You can have people lead you astray, and then it really rocks your self-confidence because, you know, if you invested in that person at all, even just initially, it makes you feel not only that you can't trust them, but you can't trust yourself. So I do think you have really good, stable relationships in other areas in your life, and, you know, you can draw on those for, the satisfaction of knowing that you can have good relationships. You know, the love life, it's a little bit more of a rocky path, but I think things are going to start smoothing out, and you're going to find that you have people that are going to start meeting you where you have been meeting them all along, finally. It's going to feel reciprocal. So hang in there. You may have some crazy stuff happen the next few weeks if you're going to keep looking, which is okay. You know, we're not, I don't think suggesting you take yourself off the shelf for the summer, because that would be a waste. But you know, my suggestion, coming from me anyway, is maybe, you know, when fall starts coming around and the leaves start changing, that's when I think you're going to have some real serious, at least one serious offer. It's going to make sense. So, all right, so hang in there.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get in touch.
I will.
Get in touch when things happen and let us know how spot on we are, or if we were totally off base and you ended up moving to the United States and marrying a bear or something.
I definitely will.
Let us know.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. You take care and have a good rest of your week.
You
stay cool and smoke free. Yep. Thanks for calling the fun house. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Yep. Yeah. Have you guys ever had just a summertime fling, summer relationship with anybody? It just, you knew it was going to be like one of those paperback books you picked up in the grocery store. You're going to read it and then be like, oh, that was fun. It's tasty. And now I'm done. And just moved on.
Well, it's possible, but then again, it was probably such a long time ago, I can't remember. I can't be sure.
I'm sure you had many gentlemen callers. Yeah, probably. The likelihood, the magic eight ball saying, highly likely.
Yeah.
What about you, Michael? Is that, were you catching people's eyes at the beach, left and right in your summertime caftan?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, of course. I've had a few. They're nice, right? Not every relationship needs to last forever. And some are nice just for a moment. Yeah.
Yeah, and those can be significant, you know, even if they're not long-lasting, they can definitely teach us a lot about ourselves and about, you know, what it means to be in a relationship and just give us a sense of what people are like.
Yeah. It's so true. I mean, you know, relationships will, you know, hopefully help you to grow up, hopefully help you to mature. But, you know, gosh, I mean, relationships are, I always felt like they were probably the hardest thing that I have ever done, and at the same time, the most rewarding thing that I have ever done. And I think it was when I kind of look back at some past relationships, you know, the issue of learning how to stay present emotionally for another person, very challenging. And it takes a certain amount of maturity to be able to do that. I know I did not have that, you know, for a long, long time. Long, long time.
Wow, yeah.
So I always get excited when people fall in love, though, you know, and enjoy relationships, and I get happy for people. Love, to be in love is a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. I love to see when people are in love. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The love mosquito. I'm going to bite you.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, love is out there. You just have to, you have to be kind of, persistent about it and not take things too seriously. You know?
Yeah.
you know, I think when we're younger, we tend to take things too seriously, and then when we're older, you know, maybe we have so much going on in our life, it could be difficult to fit somebody in. But, you know, I want to think the universe is ultimately here to help us, not to thwart our efforts. So, you know, we're just learning, you know, and there's always new possibilities over the horizon we may not even know about. So.
Yeah, so true.
And you can always come back and commiserate with us here at the Funhouse, and we'll support you no matter what. So. All right.
To get the cow out of your house.
Yeah. Right. You need to get moving. A lot of crazy people out there.
Yeah.
You just got to watch out.
Oh, that's great.
Well, we've come to the end of another broadcast, I'm sorry to say. I know we should keep going far into the night, order another round for everybody with their favorite beverage. But we do have other things to attend to, people interact with, places to go. I know Michael's going to be flying back east in the helicopter to an event in the Hamptons. He's very hush-hush. He's a wanted man.
Yeah.
So speaking of, how do people get on your A-list, Mr. Michael Espinoza, if they want to contact you?
I'm so glad you asked, Mr. Laurent Birch. You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and you can schedule a session, a reading or a healing there with me. You can also call or text at 562-457-0457. How about you, Adrian? How can people get a hold of you?
Yes, indeed. Always happy to tell people about my website. It is ravenmessages.com, and that's probably one of the best ways to find information about scheduling a session with me. It has information regarding my fees and upcoming events as well, and interviews. So that's ravenmessages.com. And then my telephone number is area code 714-376-7289. And you can call me or text me directly.
Great. Very good.
Yeah.
So you're charging fees now? I thought you were doing free.
Yeah.
I'll put the summer.
Yeah.
I guess your summer. That's good. All right. Well, yeah. Well, if the lines are busy with Michael and Adrian, and you'd like to try something different, you're welcome to give me a call or text me at 541-344-7534. I do body work, verbal work, as well as spiritual practice. You can also email me, givingtree@earthlink.net. And I have a Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs. And my website is givingtreefarm.com. So there you have it. All sorts of options for you. And please come back and listen to our show. We're here every Friday. You can follow us on all of your favorite podcast platforms that we haven't been kicked off of for discrepancies and other peccadillos, as they say, Amazon, Spotify, Apple, so on and such forth. And as I mentioned, we have many, many archive shows with all sorts of interesting topics, guests, and things of that nature. So, Yeah, we have a very rambunctious organ player. Anyway, whether you're in the mountains or at the sea this summer, if you'd like some company, bring us along and listen to us at your leisure. We have lots of shows that can help you get clarity on the different spiritual issues affecting you. And as always, we love hearing from our callers and our listeners, so stay in touch. We'll keep in touch with you. And thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Thanks to the spirits. Thanks to my lovely co-hosts. And thanks to the plant world for keeping us alive. So,
yeah.
Adrian, Michael, anything else you'd like to add before we sign out tonight?
No. I'd like to.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'd like to, again, remind people to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
It looks like we're sad. We don't have any friends. We only have, like, I think 23 friends.
Aww.
What?
Be our friend.
Yeah.
We need your support. Yeah. To stay here. So please follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
Yeah. People are falling asleep on the job. Can't do that. So don't. Make sure you stay awake and follow us. All right, everybody. Well, we will be here again next week. So until then, have a lovely, peaceful, and enjoyable weekend. Take care.
Yes, indeed.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a great week. See you back here next week. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.